This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live from Rogers Campground here in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. That amazing breeze continues to be blowing through the campground here. It's absolutely refreshing. It takes away all of the sting of today's heat because originally, like, it was pretty hot out here. But with that breeze going on, it continues to be perfect weather at Porkfest.
The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind.
I'm not sure I get it, but anyway, we're talking here about dust and
smart dust.
Smart dust. I keep wanting to call it magnetic dust, right? Because when I had been doing IT for like less than a year at this point, and I had this coworker who was convinced that, you know, there was magnetic dust in the air that kept attracting the dust to computer components and stuff like that.
Yeah.
He was like, I don't know, I think it's magnetic dust, right? And that was such a bizarre way of looking at things. And, you know, obviously there's heat and all of this other stuff and air pressure, and that's what attracts the dust. And it's not magnetism at all. But it was such a weird way of looking at it that's what always comes to my mind when I think about weird types of dust or whatever. But this is smart dust.
I was thinking just during the break, I wonder if smart dust will put, hotel and motel housekeepers out of work, because now the dust will just sort of clean itself.
I imagine it's going to be cost prohibitive, right? For the dust to go out there and get rid of
the duster manufacturers, those little feather dusters that they use.
Oh, they're in trouble.
They're in trouble. They're going to be out of business.
Be a really good way of, like, you know, making sure your house isn't bugged, though. If I buy one of those and just run it through the entire house, suddenly no more concerns.
That's a fact. They do talk about the disadvantages of smart dust here.
Well, there's quite a few. I mean, we've mentioned quite a few of them already, just for privacy reasons. You can't. I mean, if you have a camera in your house the size of a speck of dust, then you're never going to find it unless it's by sheer accident. You're never going to know it was a camera.
Yeah, their first point is privacy concerns. And, of course, they say all of the things we've already said. But they say your imagination can run wild, of course, regarding the negative privacy concerns. About, you know, this type of a thing.
Our imagination can run wild because the technology can run wild.
Yes.
Think about, you know, all of the public bathrooms around there and all of the dressing rooms or whatever, that the purpose was just, oh, I'm going to drop this piece of dust here and no one will ever know.
Yeah, security systems are designed to keep people out or otherwise limit access for people. Dust, however, I think we all know, it's everywhere.
It is.
Exactly.
Anywhere you go, there it is. There's more dust, so there's no limit to where it can go.
And we talked about, you know, the brain dust that they were going to sprinkle into people. It's a bit more. You could inhale the dust by accident or whatever, and then just like that, you have the government is GPS tracking your location everywhere you go.
Yeah, and, you know, World Economic Forum, they have given talks about those sorts of things, getting under the skin and monitoring us that way. So this would be a perfect way to do that, potentially.
Fact. They do talk about control. They say once billions of smart dust devices are deployed over an area, it would be difficult to retrieve or capture them if necessary.
Billions over an area? I can't imagine how much that would cost. Because these things can't be cheap, even if they are 3D printed. And they are 3D printed.
Yeah. I mean, at some point, you know, the cost becomes, you know, whatever the cost is, as long as they're getting the value of the use out of them that they want.
Well, I mean, if anything, the Crypto 6 case has shown that the government will waste countless amounts of money to achieve whatever bizarre aims they have, right?
Yep.
I mean, it doesn't matter to them. It's not their money. So what do they care if they spend, you know, $10 million, $15 million, $20 million? It's meaningless to them.
Right. Yeah, the military always has the money. Because, well, they don't earn it. They take it from people and spend it however the hell they want.
And if they don't take it, they're busy inflating the currency in order to pay for this nonsense, and people end up paying for it that way and not even realizing that they're paying for the inflation in the process or paying for the wars in the process. But that's why we're advocates of cryptocurrency, because it can't be inflated, and that is largely how the government pays for nonsense like this.
In the same realm of why we would, you know, be afraid of governments having control of this, we should also be afraid of rogue individuals controlling this. Given how small the dust particles are, it would be challenging to detect them if you weren't made aware of their presence. The volume of smart dust that could be engaged by a rogue individual, company, or government to do harm would make it challenging for the authorities to control if necessary, or anybody else to control. I'm ad-libbing here.
I mean, it sounds like it would be impossible, right? After the raid, a lot of people were concerned that my house was bugged or whatever, and one guy wanted to come through with a bug sweeper or whatever, and like, it's silly. It's silly to do that, because you could never be certain that you got them all. And you know, there's no reason to think that they bugged my house while they were there or whatever. I mean, they could have. They've gotten a FISA warrant. That's one of these secret warrants or something like that to do it. But it's silly. It would be purposeless, without purpose. And again, you can never be sure that you got them all. So from the moment of that raid, hell, prior to the raid, everyone had to operate under the assumption that the place was bugged.
Yep.
And that's just good standard practice.
Yep.
And none of that changes because cameras can now be the speck of dust. We live in a surveillance society. We have to assume at all times that hostile actors are spying on us, because they probably are.
Well, and we know just even from the government's own rules, as they've put them forth, that they have access to all of our cell phones, yeah, our cameras, our speakers, our microphones, at their behest. They can go to any cell phone company and say, hey, we're the FBI, we need to look at this, or we need to see this, or we need to turn this camera on or this phone on, even though it's off. So we're already sort of being surveilled at the most minute level by carrying around these devices in our pockets every day, these magic rectangles, as I call them.
Sure, but I mean, you could throw those in fairway bags and things like that, that, you know, block these black, yeah, bags that, you know, just completely seal off all of their contact with the outside world. But even so, you can't be sure that the person you're talking to isn't, you know, a hostile actor, or that they haven't planted a bug on you without your knowledge or whatever, because they do these sorts of things and there's no escaping it. That's how out of control and unaccountable the government and its agents are. They do whatever they want and there's no accountability within them if they do something wrong. They investigate themselves and clear themselves of any wrongdoing.
So the article asks, what should you do to prepare? Which I think is a fair question, because I think no matter what we say about it, you know, it's coming, whether we want it to or not. The entities who have led the development of smart dust technology since 1992 are corporations such as General Electric, Cargill, IBM, Cisco Systems, and more, who have invested in research for smart dust and viable applications, believe this technology will be disruptive to economies and our world. At the moment, many of the applications for smart dust are still in the concept stage. In fact, Gartner listed smart dust technology for the first time in its Gartner hype cycle in 2016. While the technology has forward momentum, there's still quite a bit to resolve before you will see it impacting your organizations. However, it's important to pay attention to its trajectory of growth, because it's no longer the fodder of science fiction.
It hasn't been the subject of science fiction in like two decades. And that's sort of the thing. There's this huge gap between what the upper echelons of government and the upper tiers of the military can do and what the public is aware they can do.
Well, and we know it's a question of when, not if, right? This technology is already underway. It's already, you know, in testing phases and, you know, application trials, that kind of a thing. So it is definitely coming. What we do about it is the real question.
Do you have any suggestions on what we can do about it?
I mean, I think we have to accept it as a tool, just like everything else. You know, I used the hammer analogy earlier in the segment, or in the previous segment. You know, when hammers first came out, were people afraid of hammers? You know, was there like, oh, I don't want the hammer around my kid, you know, stuff like that. But eventually people learned to use a hammer to build things instead of just hit people with that kind of a thing.
Sure.
I think, though, you know, on the sort of evil side, potentially used for bad purposes, I've got to believe that somebody's going to develop countermeasures.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, we as human beings, if nothing else, are creative and have the ability to combat these sorts of things.
We certainly do. And, you know, I look forward to seeing that arms race. I would feel a lot more comfortable about the entire thing if there wasn't a government that could abuse this technology. Like, corporations, I feel like they can be reined in by the free market and stuff like that. But government, there is no counterbalance to it. It can do what it wants, and it does whatever it wants. There is more coming up here from ForkFest 2022. We are here. Come on down for the mini golf tournament. Coming up tomorrow, it is Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer, they're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live from Rogers Campground here in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. And get them while you can, truthsmacks.com. I received an email from Susan today letting us know that she is discontinuing Truthsmacks at some point in the near future. When we had her on, she talked about her past of, you know, teaching out there in, South Vietnam or South Korea. It was one of those two. I don't remember the specifics now. But she did tell us about that. Evidently, she's decided to go back to doing that.
Hmm.
So she's still got some supply. I'm sure go to TruthSmacks.com to check them out. There are two varieties, the original flavor and the peppermint infused. So check them out. And it comes in two different sizes. That's TruthSmacks.com.
I'm going to have to stock up so I can keep smacking my friends with the truth.
Yeah, well, or, you know, get her permission to take up the mantle yourself, right? I mean, those are the options here. So I want to tell you about this upcoming thing. If anyone remembers the Judge Whitmer kidnapping case, it was basically the FBI plotting to kidnap Governor Whitmer, along with, like, a handful of people who weren't FBI agents.
Right, and they got, like, one guy who was obviously stupid to, like, you know, be the patsy and do their bidding, and then they're, look, we busted this guy!
Yes, they got him really, really high, apparently, and got him, you know, drunk and talkative and saying stupid stuff, and that was how they conceived this plot to kidnap Governor Whitmer. And the whole thing was insane. Two of the people were acquitted, I think, because in total they charged four people, and I think two people were acquitted because they decided that the FBI basically entrapped them by, you know, plying them with drugs and alcohol and all of that kind of nonsense. And the other two had a mistrial, a hung jury, if I recall correctly, which means that, you know, if the government wants to, they could, you know, retry them again, and that's evidently what they're going to do. A judge has ordered a new trial for two accused Whitmer kidnapping plotters.
Isn't there something supposed to protect people from that?
Well, it doesn't count for hung juries for whatever reason. You would think
double
so, right?
What does the size of their package have to do with their ability to be a jury?
What?
Hung jury?
Well, a hung jury is a terminology, you know, that means when a jury can't reach a unanimous decision, they...
I thought they were commenting on the size of their, you know, genitalia.
Right, they were not. Right. But I'm surprised that a federal judge can reorder a trial to happen. I assumed it was federal prosecutors who had to do that. But a federal judge on Thursday ordered two men accused of plotting to kidnap Governor Whitmer to stand trial again, nearly 3 months after jurors failed to reach a unanimous verdict on their guilt or innocence. And that's, they have their one chance, in my opinion, to prove you guilty beyond the shadow of a reasonable doubt, or whatever the terminology is. If they fail to do that, a hung jury, in my opinion, should be regarded as a verdict of not guilty.
I agree.
You shouldn't be allowed, they shouldn't be allowed to retry you until they get the result they want, simply because, I mean, they failed to prove their case beyond a reasonable doubt. By definition, they did not convince 12 people. So why do they get another shot at this?
Just another illustration that the entire system is a farce. There is no justice. There is no fairness. It is freedom if you can afford it, and if you can't, you're just screwed.
Absolutely. So it's screwed up. Prosecutors pushed to hold new trials. Apparently prosecutors did push for it. So presumably prosecutors do have to say, hey, look, we want to try this person again, and a judge has to okay it. That's what I would have assumed the process was, and evidently that's about right. They pushed to hold new trials for Grand Rapids resident Adam Fox, and I think we're on in Grand Rapids, Michigan. So Adam Fox, if you're listening, give us a call. Well, you can't. Give us a call Sunday night, 603-283-6160. And Delaware trucker Barry Croft, after two of their alleged co-conspirators in the plot were found not guilty, which is going to, that's going to look good for them in the next jury trials. Like, look, the other two guys were found not guilty. The last one was just a hung jury, so let's get this over with. Get us out of here. Let us get on with our lives. It's certainly not going to look bad for them that the others were found not guilty. Assistant U.S. Attorney Nils Kessler argued during the Thursday afternoon hearing that the evidence against the two remaining defendants was enough for a conviction. But it wasn't, because they didn't get a conviction. They got a hung jury. I'm sure they have some sort of legal reasoning that they use in order to justify this sort of nonsense. Oh, well, this technically isn't, you know, double jeopardy because of whatever reason. But no, this is clearly unconstitutional. It's the government repeatedly trying these people until they get the results they want. Even circumstantial and slight evidence is enough to prove conspiracy, Kessler told the judge, because the bar of requirement to convict someone of conspiracy is so freaking low. They just basically have to prove that two people had a conversation at some point.
Right. Yeah. And that's a conspiracy.
Yeah, and that's what they're saying. You know, all you need is circumstantial evidence to secure a conviction for a conspiracy. And that, to me, is further proof that this entire system is insane.
Well, and by that definition, the entire structure of governments around the world is also a conspiracy.
Yeah, but see, the rules don't apply to them.
Oh,
because
right.
They're the government, right? Both defense teams urged the judge to toss the charges in a case that had been dogged by controversy and scandal. The defense has raised questions about the FBI's conduct and use of informants, including the indictment of rogue FBI informant Stephen Robeson on a gun crime. So apparently one of their own agents went rogue, and he was one of the, you know, key witnesses for the prosecutor. The defense alleged that the FBI agents and informants had orchestrated the kidnapping conspiracy and entrapped the men. And indeed, the previous jury agreed in at least half of the examples. And then on the other two, they couldn't decide. So they failed to get their, you know, conviction. I think it's an acquittal. I think an acquittal is the right thing to do, said one attorney. The other said, a rational jury, in my view, could still rule against Mr. Fox, rule against Mr. Croft. No, this was the judge. We will need to have another jury weigh the evidence. And what happens if this is, you know, a hung jury as well? Are they just going to continually try these two people until they finally get the conviction they so desire?
I think we know the answer to that.
Seems that way.
I would hope at some point a judge would be like, hey, look, no, like, I'm no fan of the legal system or the federal government, but I have to say Judge LaPlante, who is the judge in the Crypto 6 case, has proven himself to be remarkably fair and open-minded. I have to imagine someone like him would say, hey, no, look, you've had your chance to convict these people. You failed, denying you a second trial, and much less a third or a fourth or whatever. And I think even your average federal judge is as evil as the average judge is. And again, LaPlante has proven that he's way beyond the threshold of the average judge, would say, look, no, look, you've had your shots at this point. You can't do it. You don't have a case against these people, and you're not going to secure a conviction against them. But as he walked the attorneys through the rationale and case law for his decision, the judge said he understood the defendant's perspective that their cases should be dismissed. But the argument did not hold weight from a legal perspective, he said. I completely understand the practical forces of that argument, but the law doesn't support the practical urge, except it does, because of the Constitution and one's right to not be tried twice for the same crime, and that's literally what this is.
Yeah, the double jeopardy and all that kind of thing.
So these men were at their defense tables, again dressed in orange prison jumpsuits, no longer wearing the button-down shirts. So were they rearrested or something? What is going on here? Why are they back in prison awaiting trial when previously they were wearing button-down shirts and ties? Are they really being held pending the results of this second trial?
And evidently, they want to humiliate them and pressure them and all sorts of other things.
There is more coming up here from Fort Fest 2022. It is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
More of your tax dollars are going to Ukraine. The Pentagon is announcing a new $820 million Ukraine aid package. It includes up to 150,000 rounds of 155-millimeter artillery ammo. Ukraine is also getting 4 counter-artillery radars. Since the president took office, he has given Ukraine nearly $7 billion in aid. The July 4th holiday weekend is off to a rocky start at the nation's airport. reports, more than 3,700 flights within, into, or out of the United States have been delayed so far Friday. The number of cancellations has surpassed 350 as airlines continue to struggle with staffing issues. At least 12% of flights on Delta and American Airlines have been delayed so far Friday. USA Radio News. Second Amendment advocates were happy with a lot of the Supreme Court rulings.
The Supreme Court followed up its June 23rd landmark ruling that for the first time recognized a constitutional right to carry firearms in public by issuing a series of rulings Thursday reversing federal appeal court decisions that upheld gun restrictions in California, New Jersey, Maryland, and Hawaii. Justice Clarence Thomas wrote in the court's majority opinion, "It makes no sense to recognize Americans' right to defend themselves in their homes while denying them the ability to defend themselves outside their homes." From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Sales of GM vehicles in the United States are down double digits from a year ago. They fell by 15% in the second quarter. GM is also making cars without certain parts as it keeps grappling with supply chain issues. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live from Rogers Campground here in the beautiful White Mountain City, New Hampshire. Evidently, two weddings taking place here this weekend. One down there at the bottom of the hill, I think in the bowl. And I think the first one is taking place in the pavilion up here at the top of the hill, because I noticed they were washing that out, sort of mopping it. And this outdoor, so it wasn't really mopping. It was just throwing some water down and scrubbing and pushing things aside. So I imagine that's where the first one is taking place. It seems silly to do that a day in advance, considering all of those leaves and dirt and stuff is going to come back. But we are here at ForkFest 2022. That's ForkFest.party if you want to come down and hang out with us. You can take part in the first ever Acocalypse mini golf tournament here at Rogers Campground. There's a $10 entry fee. This is because it's $6 per person at Rogers Campground. So, you know, 60% of that goes just to buy your golf ball or whatever. The other $4 is going to a prize pool where winner takes all, whoever has the lowest score, because we're not tracking this like one under par or two under par, any of that nonsense, because we just don't care that much.
Right.
We're just writing down your total number of strokes. And the one with the lowest number wins. That tends to be how golf works anyway. We're just omitting the negative numbers from the equation.
Right.
So check it out, ForkFest.party, if you want to hang out with us. It's going to be a great time.
Hey, it occurs to me that if there's two weddings going on here, that if any of the single men are looking for single ladies, generally there are single ladies at weddings who, you know, they're in the mood because they're at a wedding, and so they're looking for, you know, somebody to be their significant other. Also, it occurs to me that there's going to be two wedding receptions that an opportunistic person might be able to crash.
Well, the wedding receptions may not be here. They could be offsite, but I mean, you're absolutely right for any single, because there are a lot of single men in the libertarian community. So, like, here's your opportunity. It's super easy. I mean, women at weddings are like cop wives, right? Like, it's an easy target. You almost can't screw it up. So check it out, ForkFest.party. We are here until July the 3rd. We're talking here about the Whitmer case and these last two people who are now being sent to trial again. That's Fox and Croft. They had requests to be free. They made those requests 2 months ago in late April, and it came after jurors deadlocked following a 20-day trial in the largest domestic terrorism case in recent U.S. history. Two others were acquitted. Defense lawyers spent months raising questions about FBI agent conduct and contending that a team of investigators and informants orchestrated the conspiracy and entrapped the four men, a ragtag band of social outcasts who harbored anti-government views and anger over COVID-19-related restrictions imposed by Whitmer early in the pandemic.
That seems like an odd description. Right? How do they know those things? Or the ragtag,
Social outcasts. I mean, they always describe people like this in this kind of situation in those ways.
Well, it sounds like the defense attorneys painted them this way because it's the social outcasts that are the easiest ones to target. Those are the ones the FBI go after to try to entrap. So I think it was the defense attorneys making that particular argument. The evidence presented at trial, even when viewed in the light most favorable to the prosecutors, and they said government here, and I just want to reiterate that the prosecutors are the government, because this is what federal attorneys do. They refer to the prosecutors as the government, and they refer to the judge as the courts. And they lose sight of the reality that, no, they're both government. The prosecutors and the judge are both on the same team.
They both get their paycheck from the same freaking place.
And it's very rare, it's not impossible, but it's very rare that you can have an actual federal judge who isn't playing for the government. They're capable of being unbiased enough.
It should be a conflict of interest by definition.
By definition, it is a conflict of interest. It's one that everyone turns a blind eye to for whatever reason. So the evidence presented at trial, even when viewed in the light most favorable to the prosecutors, did not establish that there was an agreement between Adam Fox and any of the other defendants to kidnap the government or to purchase and use a, quote, weapon of mass destruction in furtherance of that kidnapping. A government agent or informant cannot be a conspirator. Following Jonker, this is the judge's name is Jonker, like literally one letter away from being Joker. So, I mean,
the N is silent.
Right. Gibbons, that was another one of the attorneys, said he was not surprised by the ruling. Asked whether the second jury should be made aware of the not guilty verdicts in the first trial, he said it was up to the judge to decide. I figured it would be up to the defense attorneys to decide. I mean, you can present your defense however you want, and it looks good if half of the people who have been tried alongside you have already been found not guilty. That's evidence in your favor, and it should be allowed in a federal courtroom, not at the discretion of a judge. But to me, it doesn't matter, said Gibbons. The evidence is what the evidence is. During the first trial, Harris was acquitted of possessing an unregistered destructive device, but deadlocked on the same charge against Croft. Whatever an unregistered destructive device is, presumably a homemade bomb or some sort. Croft is entitled to an acquittal because the jury determined either the device was not a destructive device or Mr. Harris did not know that the device was a destructive device. So he either had a bomb and didn't know it, or the bomb he had was, in fact, not a bomb. Croft's lawyer wrote in a late April filing, it is not possible to logically determine which conclusion the jury reached, but either one entitles Mr. Croft to an attorney. So these people are being held without bail, as far as I can tell, and now they're facing a second trial. It seems to me like if you end up with a hung jury and you're not convicted, the very least they could do is let you out to be free on bail pending the government's repeated attempts to prosecute you. That seems like the bare minimum they could do here is, not hold these people in jail. Kessler countered during the hearing that the evidence showed both defendants had clearly expressed their desire to kidnap the governor. Well, maybe they expressed that desire, but that doesn't mean that they did anything to act on that desire. And I'm not sure I believe the government that they expressed that desire. It's probably just a bunch of stoners sitting around, half of whom are FBI agents, saying, man, it'd be nice to kidnap the governor. And then you have one of these other people who aren't FBI informants going, yeah, man, that'd be cool.
Yeah, this sort of sounds a lot like thought crime.
It is very similar. I mean, that's what conspiracy essentially is, right, is thought crime. I mean, if they were guilty of kidnapping the governor, then they would be charged with that. Or guilty of attempting to kidnap the governor, they would be charged with that.
Yeah, but just the term thought crime, it has seeped into at least the discourse in the United States of America. And the term is a bogus term, right? Thoughts are not a crime. You can have all the thoughts that you would like to have to yourself, by yourself, from yourself. Your imagination can run wild. And as long as there are no victims, you've not hurt anybody's property, you've not hurt any other individuals, you have done no crime.
That's how it should be, right? But that's not how it works here in the United States. And it was the RICO Acts and all of it, which RICO, I think, pertains particularly to a certain type of crimes related to drugs or organized crime or something like that. But ever since, you know, those rulings came out, thought crime has been a thing where if two people sit around and they talk about how fun, jokingly perhaps, about kidnapping the governor, and one of them jokingly goes out and buys a series of handcuffs, suddenly they're both being charged with conspiracy, and it's easy, as the prosecutors pointed out here, it's easy for them to get a conviction because they can use circumstantial evidence in order to secure these convictions, and in most cases, circumstantial evidence is thrown out, or it's given decreased weight because it's circumstantial.
I remember hearing stories of people, like growing up, of people who would, sort of threaten the president. Like, you have free speech until you threaten the president, and then if you do that, they're coming for you. Then they're going to kick down your doors and arrest you and, you know, take you off to Lord knows where.
Well, it has to be a clear and actionable threat, as I understand it. It has to be a threat that one actually can act upon and will act upon. Like if I were to say, man, I'm going to kill you, no one would take that seriously. It wouldn't be considered an actual actionable threat because, one, I have no desire to act upon it. Two, I have no means with which to act upon it.
So then the question is did these guys in the conspiracy against Whitmer, did they fulfill that criteria?
The last jury didn't seem to think so. But, you know, the prosecutors are going to do what they want to do, and the government's going to do what it's going to do. So it's going to continue, evidently, trying these people until it gets the results they want. There is more coming up here from ForkFest 2022. It is Free Talk Live.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live from Rogers Campground here in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. I want to tell you about Freedoms Phoenix. That's Freedoms with an X, free S. Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. Stay up to date on government overspending, government overreach, and just tyranny across the board at Freedoms with an X, Phoenix.com. That's FreedomPhoenix.com. As we mentioned, you know, they were distributing actual newspapers here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival while Ernie Hancock was here, who does the show Declare Your Independence with Ernie Hancock, or Ernest Hancock. That's the actual URL, and I love giving him crap about that because it's like Declare Your Independence with ErnestHancock.com. That's the actual website.
Rolls right off the tongue.
It does. FreedomsPhoenix.com. Again, that's Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com, to stay up to date from a libertarian perspective on everything that's happening in the world. That's FreedomsPhoenix.com. Speaking of everything happening in the world, it's easy for us to not be aware of this, but apparently the worst version of COVID yet is
the spreading. Variant?
The doomsday variant. That's what I'm waiting on. I want the doomsday variant. Just go ahead and get it. Give us the Omega variant and let all the people who are going to die die, and then let us get back to our lives. Except we already mostly got back to our lives. I got back to my life. I never put my life on hold. But Yahoo News is asking, can we update our vaccines in time? For the last 18 months, the original COVID-19 vaccines, first as a two-dose series, then as boosters, had done an extraordinary job shielding us from illness, hospitalization, and death.
The heck it has. I have much stronger words for that, but I can't say them on radio.
Well, when you're operating under a religious belief, like that the vaccine is a magical shield. The vaccine, from what I can tell, is like it's the pandemic equivalent of the magic underwear that Mormons wear. It magically protects them. They don't know how. They can't explain how. But they believe it does, and therefore it does. Globally, the vaccine saved nearly 20 million lives in 2021 alone.
They don't know that.
They have absolutely no data to back that up with. Yeah, you're absolutely right, Big Kahuna. It is 100% unprovable. They did provide a link here, but there's no way the link can demonstrate that. They could speculate that. Even today, unvaccinated Americans are twice as likely as vaccinated Americans to test positive for COVID-19 and six times as likely to die from the disease. So the vaccines, by their own metrics here, They only cut your likelihood of getting COVID-19 by 50%. They're only 50% effective. Unless I'm misunderstanding how math works, if unvaccinated people are twice as likely to catch COVID as the vaccinated, it's either 50% effective or 66% effective. I don't know which. It depends on how the actual probabilities are being stacked here.
Yeah, that's about right.
But it's one of the two, right? Whether it's 66% effective or 50% effective, that's not effective enough for me to be willing to take it. Just take my risks with COVID-19. And only six times as likely to die from the disease. Again, that's like, what, 12-13% times six, 70-80% effective, something along those lines. Not as effective as one would like an untested vaccine to be.
You know, that proves the point, in my opinion, that I won't even call it the vaccine, because the traditional vaccine definition means you basically won't get it.
That is what it traditionally means. Like, if I have the smallpox vaccine and I get exposed to smallpox, my body is going to, you know, use that vaccination to go, oh, we know how to fight this, and it's going to fight it off and destroy it long before I ever actually get sick. Like, on contact, it's going to destroy smallpox. But with COVID-19, that's just not how it works for some reason. It makes us a little bit better at fighting the vaccine, the virus, but evidently not even that much better. And on top of that, people like Fauci took Paxlovid, which is the 5-day antiviral drug, and he got sicker as a result of
and
that garbage.
And he'd been vaccinated and boosted, or given the shot and boosted. And vaccinations, the theory behind them is pretty simple. It's just supposed to prompt your body to create the antibodies against a thing before you get it. That's right. And so, you know, to say that follow the science and all this crap that surrounded the COVID-19 vaccines is just completely false, because it is the least scientific thing that has existed as far as government-mandated health care is concerned.
Yeah, they just proclaim things and then people believe it. That's essentially it. Viruses evolved, though, and vaccines should, too. And this was my entire point. This was the point all libertarians made. It's like, hey, you know, a few years ago you could not vaccinate against the common cold because it evolves too quickly for you to be able to do it. And then COVID-19, a version of the cold, came along and like, oh, no, we can totally do it now. This changes everything.
Operation Warp Speed.
Yeah, but clearly that didn't work. The viruses continued to evolve, and the vaccines did not keep up. That was the big takeaway, the big picture takeaway from a pivotal meeting this week of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration's expert advisory panel. Well, don't worry. They've convened their best experts, and their best experts
are
talking.
I feel so much better now.
The science is settled. You shall not deviate from the science.
The question before them was simple. Ahead of an expected winter surge, it's July the 1st here, it's barely summertime at this point.
Well, they expected the winter of death this past winter because of all the people who didn't get the vaccine, their shots against the COVID. And what happened? Nothing. Nothing happened. It was fine.
Everything was fine, but now they're saying it again. Ahead of an expected winter surge, where the flu is going to be mysteriously absent again, should vaccine manufacturers tweak their forthcoming booster shots to target Omicron, the ultra-infectious variant that has spent the last 7 months surging throughout the world in one form or another, or should they stick with the tried and true 2020 recipe?
How about the tried and true natural immunity?
That's worked just fine for me.
I vote for that.
That's what I'm banking on.
I've had COVID, and I know that.
I have, too.
I did not get tested, but I lost my sense of smell and taste for like 7 weeks, and that's like, yes, you had COVID at that point, right? And I haven't had it since.
Me neither.
Oh, and I don't think I've even been sick since. Versus people like Pestilence, a.k.a. Mark Edge of the show, who has gotten at least the Johnson & Johnson and either the Pfizer or the Moderna, and may or may not have gotten boosted on top of that. Yeah. I don't know all of the specifics, but he's been sick repeatedly this year.
And claims he has what's known as long COVID, which, like, okay, that's weird, because I'm pretty sure he and I got sick at the same time from the same source. And, you know, I realize people's bodies are different, so maybe it affects him differently than me, but also maybe because he got boosted, he's having additional symptoms because he got boosted after having the COVID. And nobody has done any research as to what happens to your body if you get the shot or the boost after you've already had it and gotten over it naturally.
Certainly not, because, I mean, that brings up a lot of awkward conversations for them, right? I mean, if you didn't get vaccinated and you got COVID, you were supposed to drop dead in the streets or whatever, and it turns out not a whole lot of people actually drop dead in the streets. But it is peculiar how COVID, the same person we believe got all of us at Free Talk Live sick, everyone who got sick, we believe, got it from Michael Hampton,
mm-hmm.
who tested positive and was in and out of hospitals at the time. So it's understandable
yeah.
that, you know, he wouldn't become infected with COVID-19. And he brought it to the studio, as far as we can tell, and infected the rest of us. Other than, you know, some fatigue and some soreness for about one day, the only symptom I had was the loss of smell and taste, which persisted for 7 to 8 weeks. It persisted a really long time, whereas you only experienced that for like a week or two.
Well, I had 1 week of bad symptoms where it was very flu-like. I had the sweats, the cold flashes, the high fever. I was nauseous. I couldn't really eat much of anything. I was dehydrated. I was having to drink a bunch of water. I was basically out of commission for a week. I stayed away for 2 weeks just to make sure I wasn't going to give it to anybody. And I did lose my sense of taste for a good, I mean, maybe almost a week.
I remember your text about that, because I assumed you were joking. You were like, you made this awesome cocktail or whatever. You sat down to have a drink and you couldn't taste it. I was like, yeah, you're joking, right? And you're like, nope, dead serious. Like, oh, man, that's going to make things a little difficult going forward.
Yeah.
Because at the time, Free Talk Live was just barely clinging to, I mean, it was right on the edge of chaos.
Yes.
So it was not a fun time for us to get infected. And, of course, you know, people are convinced that the FBI brought us COVID-19. But, no, we all got sick a few weeks after that. And, you know, we know that Michael Hampton tested positive for COVID-19. To me, the most logical solution was that, you know, he just got it being in and out of hospitals. But it does vary from one person to the next, and who knows what variant we had, if indeed we had any of the variants. This panel voted 19-2 on Tuesday in favor of Omicron boosters, because, you know, that's how science works. Just put it to a vote. It's insane to me that these same people are going to trust the science. They democratically determined the science.
I'd like to know who the two
dissenters were?
Yeah, because I give them a round of applause.
And so now the question is, which version of Omicron the next round of shots could target? So it's not just Omicron. They have to pick a specific version of it. It's insane. There's more coming up here. It is Free Talk Live.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.